Okay. We're gonna have a short session today, and then I have to run to the Zoom class. Anyway, back to the garments. So what happens? Sometimes people have loops on the garments, either a belt loop, or sometimes you have a loop that to hang up a jacket on or a coat on, you know, around the collar. Now, what happens if that loop tore on Shabbos or before Shabbos? Am I allowed to, because now it's not functional? Am I allowed to walk out with that loop and with that garment because the loop is torn? Is that called carrying or not?
No.
So there are opinions. There are opinions that say that because it's not functional, it's completely bottle, subordinate to the garment, and it doesn't matter. Other poskim write. Other opinions say that if your intent is to fix it, that means it's not subordinate to the garment because you're planning to fix it. Therefore, you shouldn't wear such a garment if you're planning to fix the loop. So if you have no other choice, they write two things. Either have in mind, at least on Shabbos, you're not planning to fix it. You know, in the loop, out of the loop. On the belt. No, or on the, hang up a jacket. That's what it's called, the belt loop. Yeah, you could, but then it might be a shot fixing. Okay, next. Okay, we learned like this. Belts, you're allowed to wear belts and shabbos. You're allowed to wear garments, some dresses, coats, that have belts, even though you're not fastening the belt, but the belt is actually subordinate to the garment, and therefore it's not an issue on Shabbos. We learned already yesterday, you can wear belt and suspenders together, it's not a problem. A gartel, again, it has to be tied basically, I mean, closed, you know, properly, but you're only allowed, like we learned, one gartel per garment. So therefore, you can't wear two gartels around your jacket or capote or around your shirt. You can't, therefore, if somebody has a belt, and then the belt is also used for the shirt, to hang a gartel around the shirt. So there are people that are makel, but a lot of people say you shouldn't do it because bottom line is the shirt has a gartel, a belt, which is the gartel. Now you're putting on a second gartel, it doesn't do anything. But as far as wearing a gartel, it's not... Now, of course, if somebody wears a gartel to keep his pants up instead of a belt. It's not okay, what? Halachically, you could, because then it's a belt.
No, you have
a keys. Like this. You put this.
How about a gartel with the keys?
Now, if somebody, let's say, wears a gartel, let's say they want to have a Shabbos belt for the keys. Or some people wear a gartel around the tzitzis to keep it straight. Or whatever, an elastic, or whatever it is, to keep it straight. So then... Then you're allowed to wear that on Shabbos, obviously. Now, what happens if somebody wants to wear a belt that has keys? You want to make a Shabbos belt. Now, the only way that would work, halachically, to be correct, is if the keys are actually used as part of the belt. You can't just have keys hanging down on the belt. Let's say you have a Shabbos belt, you know, just a piece of elastic, and the keys just hang down from the belt. That's no good. That's carrying because it's not used as a part of the belt. So the key has to be used as part of the belt. So how would a person do it? So let's say you have an elastic, and then let's see, the best is if the key has two holes in the key. Then you tie one before Shabbos. You tie one side of the string into the hole of the belt and make sure it's securely fastened. And then you tie the other end in the other hole of the belt and make sure it's securely fastened. Then the key is actually part of the belt because without the key, you don't have a belt. The key is holding the two parts of the string or the elastic together, so then it's fine. But just to have a belt and wear it like people wear, you know, hooks on the belt with the keys on it, the keychain, that doesn't do anything. That's
you take the element that goes into the hole, you put the key inside in that element. So this will
Well, that's what people do, by the way. A lot of people have a Shabbos belt. Yeah. In New York, it's common. They have a Shabbos belt that instead, in the buckle, instead of the little thin thing that goes into the belt hole, they actually make a key. They put a key into the belt. Huh?
That's amazing. I've been doing it, and I knew I thought it wasn't quite kosher, but to somebody that carries it.
No, because then the key is really part of the belt.
Right.
It's actually the closing the belt.
Solid.
That's not a problem. That you could do. The key has one hole, then you have to make sure that when you tie it to two sides, that they're on the opposite end of the hole. Because then at least that little bit. But the evet, if they're touching, is also because, again, without the key, holding up the two pieces, it's not valid. It won't work. Okay.